Good morning. I'm Vin Ebneux, the Manahawk and man behind the wheel in an accident in Little Lake Harbor last month that put two teens in critical care has his charges upgraded to aggravated manslaughter and vehicular homicide as the passenger in the car he hit has passed away. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer said their investigation also found that Michael Pillarella was driving 74 miles per hour at the time of the crash near Radio Road. The girl who died would have celebrated her birthday this coming weekend. Ocean County is the only county in the state not to have year-round transitional housing for the homeless. On the fourth episode of our digital video series, Eyes on the Jersey Shore, I spoke with Toms River Councilman Terrence Turnbach and Paul Hulse, the president of the nonprofit Just Believe Incorporated, on the state of homelessness in Ocean County and what needs to be done to take better care of our homeless residents. You can watch the video on our Facebook page and on the 92.7 WOBM YouTube channel. New Jersey has announced that small businesses will now have to pay state taxes on paycheck protection loans received during the pandemic. Those who receive such federal loans in New Jersey can also write off business expenses made with the funds on their 2020 tax returns. A large majority of individual loans went to small businesses. 134,000 of them were for amounts less than $150,000 each, totaling $4.6 billion. Paycheck protection loans already were made tax-free and expenses deductible at the federal level for the 2020 tax year. As the House works on President Joe Biden's pandemic relief bill, New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell has renewed the push to get rid of the SALT cap, limiting your property tax deduction on your federal income tax return. All 12 members of the New Jersey congressional delegation support the move, but it's not clear if it will be included in the final version of the $1.9 trillion relief bill. There is also a disagreement over the income limits for direct stimulus payments. The number of new cases of the highly contagious variant of the coronavirus discovered in the UK continues to rise in New Jersey. There are now 31 cases in 11 counties, with Ocean County having the most at 12. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says one death has been attributed to the new variant, and three of the cases involve people who recently traveled. Multiple Ocean County sites saw major beach or dune erosion during last week's three-day storm, and several other sites saw moderate damage, according to a post-storm survey. Tom Harrington with the Urban Coast Institute at Monmouth University says the concern right now isn't long-term. Calmer weather brings sand back onto the beach.
More worried about the short-term. If another storm comes along in the next few weeks while the beaches are eroded, they could see even more erosion and then more damage.
Right now, New Jersey is in the middle of an active stormy pattern with a possible coastal storm coming this weekend. In sports, Tuesday, Nets fall to the Pistons, 122-111. Knicks come up short to the Heat, 98-96. Sixers top the Kings, 119-111. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 9 and closed at 31,375. Weather today, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-30s, but tonight, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.